self-serving, persuasive talkers
of everything and nothing.
We are conversation con artists.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Mr. On Point.
And I am stopped up and tired. Also known as Celebrity Red.
Yeah, she stopped up, but she don't sound like Michelle A today.
Because it isn't a cold as my sinuses. We're the fucking red for Paula today. The fuck? It's summer.
What are you in the red? What?
Yeah.
Like, there's like a pollinator.
Yep. That they do every day. And we're in the red today.
I didn't realize I had allergy privilege. Because I don't know nothing about no pollinator.
You don't need to know about it because they don't fuck with you. Yeah. But if they fuck with you, like, I knew something was going on because I've been stopped up since, like, yesterday evening. So on my way over here, I looked and the shit was in the red. I was like, okay, that's what this is.
What I will tell you is I became allergic to cats and seafood in the last 4 years. And that is horrible because I love cats. And I started to love seafood.
Well, I never had
to get it stripped away from me.
I never had allergies. I grew up in the country. We lived among trees and shit all the time. Like, I don't know what. I just developed allergies. I never had them, ever.
Weakness, man. I never had no allergies. Make me feel like cats and seafood is my damn kryptonite. I've been like a superhero out here. I can eat anything. I can play in anywhere. No animals ever gave me no problems. And here I get in my 30s. And now seafood about to kill me. Dead seafood. Nigga, it's already been murdered.
Outside is my kryptonite. Like, literally outside. Like, I'm a boy in the bubble. I can't go outside.
A lot of stuff the outside kill people.
It's bullshit. Just being outside, though.
Melanoma. Shoot, the sun.
Melanin. I got melanin.
No, that ain't for you. I'm just saying, the outside got a lot of dangers. My shit can kill me inside, and it can be dead. It can be a shrimp.
Yeah.
It is dead already. It was defeated. But it can still kill me. I don't like it. And apparently, you can just get allergies to things in your 30s. That's what they said. It's like, I mean, when it happened. It's there. And I had a natural nurse, you know who I'm talking about, trying to tell me, you can reverse that. I'm like, I ain't found no damn articles about reversing this junk. Don't come over here with no damn. You think I had been reading?
You were going to die if you listened to
her. You're going to tell me to do some yoga and eat some shrimp. I'm just going to die in a pose on the floor, on the yoga mat. If I ever find an article that says, hey, this will reverse your allergies, I'll do it. But,
so funny. It's so dangerous for somebody to, but even be saying shit like that. That's liability. You can't do that shit. Somebody listen to you and they die.
I need evidence. Where's your proof, ma'am? Where did you read that? What are your resources? I need credible sources, you know.
She was just crazy anyway.
Yeah. Pretty much. She probably believed what she was saying. But that right there, that is what levels of crazy look like. Okay. You know, somebody like Donald Trump. I'm sure he know a lot of the shit he say ain't. He don't believe it. He's saying what he need to say in the moment. You know, that ain't crazy more than it is just, you know, fucking an asshole. You know, like that's just disrespectful, dishonest. But when you say things that are not true and you believe it, it's a couple of screws loose. Same thing for flat earthers.
Oh my God.
I won't go to other conspiracy theories because, I mean, some of them, you know, are not as the evidence supporting it ain't as fleshed out as the flat earth. The earth is round. Okay? It's a fact.
Oh, B.O.B.
But I guess, you know, so my argument towards the flat earthers would be that astronauts done seen the world. Why don't we have a shot of the world from the flat side? But their argument would be that traveling out of space was hoax. Didn't happen. Can't get out of space because the ice wall is blocking it. Anyway. That's a different kind of crazy.
It is.
When you believe the shit you're stirring up.
Did she have allergies to seafood?
I have no idea.
Probably not. You out here telling other folks to do shit that could take them out.
Maybe she started researching it after your birthday party.
Shoot.
Because I had to get chicken fingers while y'all was eating all them damn snow crab legs. And let me tell you something, okay? When you go to a place that says Joe's Crab Shack, don't get no damn chicken. You ain't supposed to. They got that shit, but they don't care. You know, when they ask the people at the head table of Joe's Crab Shack what quality of chicken fingers you want, they said, we don't give a damn about what the quality of the chicken fingers is. Don't nobody order chicken fingers when they come here. And you know what? They acted off of that. They bought the shittiest chicken fingers they could find. They were too heavily breaded. And you know what I'm talking about? Where the bread around the chicken be so thick that you really just eat fried bread with a chicken side instead of a chicken. You know, with a lightly crisp, golden brown, delicate crunch bite. You know what I'm, you know the kind of chicken fingers I'm talking about. It's a wide range of how chicken fingers exist.
I forgot that you, because you had just developed that allergy when I invited you.
Felt bad, felt man.
So bad.
I was watching. It was like a, you know how the dog sit there with a fucking dog treat while y'all eat steaks at the table? That's how I felt. I felt like I was just, it felt disrespectful. And it wasn't on y'all's part, but I felt that way.
I think I had got like a free appetizer or something. That's why I chose Joe's. I don't even really eat seafood like that, but I completely forgot because it was such a new thing for you to not be able to eat seafood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot. It's just
personal struggle.
Yeah. So if I sneeze and shit, I'm sorry ahead of time. But
she's not really sorry. Saying that.
Well, what can I do? I would prefer not to sneeze. Does that make it better? If I had a choice, I wouldn't.
Okay. I had a crazy dream last night.
Nigga, your dreams be out of control.
Listen, I have a lot of dreams, and a lot of them don't register, but man, this one, like, I had a dream. I was in my childhood home, and my brother got shot in his room from somebody outside that was hunting a turkey. I have no idea what that was about.
Was your childhood home anywhere near where somebody would be hunting turkeys?
No, but I don't even think it was a turkey. I'm saying it was a turkey because the gun that he was using, it looked like a rifle that you hunt with. But the only thing that I can connect it to is that there was a peacock in our yard one time. And I think that was actually connected to, you know, the visualization in my dream. But the problem is, like, I was, like, emotionally distraught in my dream. That don't ever happen. Like, it impacted me in my dream. Like, in my dream after that, I was fucked up. It was weird. I just had to get it out.
Your dreams never make sense. Hunting a turkey.
I ain't even telling you. Like, I'm not even telling you the bulk of how that happened. Like, I was dreaming, right? And in my dream, I fell asleep and had a dream in which my brother got shot.
You out here doing Inception.
When I woke up from my dream, in my dream, that's the version of me that was distraught for the rest of all my other dreams. Not like in reality, but the version of me that was dream, it's weird. So
yeah, it is.
Damn, I just thought about it. Something made me just come up because I forget about it soon. Even though it's documented now. It's on podcast. Listen, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mr. M-I-S-T-E-R underscore on point.
And I can be found at Red underscore Calamity. Also, we are still doing the listener letter portion of the show. So if you have a question that you would like for us to answer on the show, you can send it to our Gmail account, which is conversationcarartist@gmail.com. Or you can find us on Facebook and send us a DM that way. Conversation Car and Artist, obviously. But of course, first we're going to start out with this poetry.
Now listen, we're going to do something else. It is your turn. Okay. We're going to do something else. We start off the podcast, and I think we mentioned this last time, with a bunch of different topics to talk about stuff. But we get wound up in talking about a damn dancing doctor or a hood yacht picture for like 40 minutes. And I don't know if I would listen to people doing that for 40 minutes consistently. I don't know. I guess it depends on how entertaining it is. Yeah. But I think we're going to try to like hone in on some times. I don't know how much that's going to take away from my natural dialogue, but today we're going to try to like keep topics down to 10, 15 minutes so that we can get through more content.
And today the doctor did lose her license. So
she did lose her license. She didn't lose her license because she was dancing. She lost it because somebody fucking lung collapsed and they didn't do the right shit they were supposed to do.
She wasn't even, and we won't get back into
that. She did lose her damn license.
She was a dermatologist anyway. I had to do a cosmetic surgeries.
Well, then she should have lost her license because she wasn't doing the right kind of surgeries. They said she lost it because a patient lung collapsed.
I mean, I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
So, Old Point did a poem called She Has Love, I don't know how many weeks ago. And we used to get inspired by each other and write responses or like similar things based off what the other person wrote. So, he wrote She Has Love first, and then I wrote He Is Love, and that's what I'm going to read today with my nasal sounding self. He is love. And when you, and while you and I need air, he simply breathes love. We all need love, but he is love. And I can see that. His love is out of focus. It shows up as a blur because his essence can't be captured, not even on camera. He has so much love, you can't define its many dimensions, and all those little pixels can't contain his love. He maintains his love. While others stand in doubt, he advocates for love, never forsakes his love, and I need that. He's on a higher plane. Instead of mere I love yous, you can simply say his name. And he's not ashamed. He's proud of his love. We'll step out and scream it and shout it to the heavens above. Because he is love, and there's nothing better. He solidly says more than a four-page letter. And he's not a jet setter, but stays humbly grounded. And his light, it shines so brightly, you want to be around it. And I'm glad I found him. Because one day I hope to be just like him. But until then, I'll bask in the glow simply because I know he is love.
Okay. Snaps. I was thinking about what would it feel like to be love. I feel like the power will go to my head. Like I actually started writing a book about, well, I ain't gonna put it out there, but about being love, basically, you know, and what kind of power that you would have.
I guess be like Cupid, so if you wouldn't be a white fat baby shooting people with arrows, but mm-hmm. I guess that would be the equivalent.
Yeah, why it gotta be so obvious? You know what I'm saying? Why Cupid couldn't be like a crackhead? Not be a crackhead, but like be visualized as a crackhead, you know what I'm saying? And just somebody unexpected to be giving love out. Or a police officer. Like a police officer, when your love life is fucked up, they'll pull you over like it's a cop. And it ain't really a cop, it's Cupid.
Can't do that now if niggas get scared when police pull them over nowadays.
He ain't lying, motherfucker gonna outrun their blessings. It don't matter, you still get you still pull over.
You do still pull over. You be scared. But I don't know if you, like, are you fucking with me, officer? Like, what? I don't know how I would respond if an officer pulled me over and was like, I know you're looking for love. Like,
yeah.
Nigga, what?
I'm actually Cupid.
He gonna call the police while he there. Is an officer here that is mentally compromised. I'm terrified. He said he is Cupid.
Come get his ass.
Help.
And I just go in the therapist mode. Okay, so you're Cupid. Okay. How long have you been Cupid?
Clearly for eternity.
Oh, okay.
Duh.
Oh, all right.
I'm Cupid.
Have you always taken on the form of a police officer? Or has there been different forms?
You know, I used to be a little fat baby with a fucking bow and arrow. That shit outdated. That was for back during with the gods and the fucking Titans and all that other shit. That was my version then. Now I'm a police officer.
Okay.
That'll be weird.
It would be weird.
But either way, my poem is called Fossil.
Like the watch? Or I like my dinosaur bones?
Like the dinosaur bones, okay. But I mean, it's spelled the same. So I guess if you're talking about the spelling, yes. If you're talking about the concept, no. Okay. It's not a timepiece. Fossil. I never knew that love would be this hard to find as I'm digging through her soul, digging through her mind, looking for traces of glimmers and shines. I know the treasure is here, but I only find remnants of her love. And I only uncover more as I dig deeper, even losing interest in that treasure, finding more joy in learning about her pleasures, her history, waiting to put together the pieces of her mystery. You see, her love has been solidified, buried deep and petrified, which is also the state of her emotion, for fear that I've caused some unbridled commotion. Her heart has been splattered, her love metaphorically shattered, and me, I will dig up the pieces. That's it.
Step, 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 because I can't step as loud as you.
Look, I told you.
Step.
I told you about snapping his technique.
I'll just stick with snap, snap, snap.
Oh, Lord.
As far as questions go, if you won $50 million in the lottery, could your significant other quit their job, or would you have them continue to work? Soon as I saw this, I hold in on significant. I'm like, are we married or are we dating? Because if we date, that nigga better keep working. I won $50 million, nigga. You didn't win $50 million.
I don't know. I think for me with that question, I think it depends on how long we been dating. You know.
But we still dating. We not married. I so this care. Is my money. You still need to go to work. No.
Well, shit gets exponentially more complicated when dating if something like that happens. Clearly that person is going to want to marry you now. Like, I really don't give a fuck what was going on. I don't care if they was finna break up with you the day before that. The day before, yesterday before you signed that paper, shit was all bad. Tomorrow, shit is all good. So you gonna get married to that person unless you leave them.
I mean, I listen.
And you know what? If a person I was dating won $50 million, I do the equivalent to whatever relationship blackface is. I'd be dancing a jig. You need me to clean? Your car look like it ain't been washed in a couple of days. I'm doing that shit. Like, we gonna get married.
I feel like,
I hate to say that. I hate to say that the money would trump love at that point in time, but damn.
But I feel like it would be easier for you to convince a woman who won $50 million to marry you than it would be for me to convince a man that won $50 million to marry me. Like, I feel like he wouldn't be with it. Like, he got $50 million now, he got bitches on top of bitches on top of bitches. And why would you marry me so that I can have access to half of this $50 million now? Like, I just feel like it'd be easier for you to convince somebody that just won the lotto to marry you than it would be for me. Because I feel like dudes would be like, no. We good.
You think a dude gonna leave the lady he was dating alone?
Yes. I feel like he's more likely to do that than a woman would.
I don't know. Money bring out the worst in people. Like all people. So money is a different variable from my perspective.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would but yeah, no. So if it's my significant, I don't know. If they want to start working with the understanding that, you know, like, I guess have I been taken, like, have we been living together? Have we been in a position where I've been taking care of that person?
Probably not.
I wouldn't expect that person to want to quit working.
I but expect, we just won. 50, I feel like they be like, saying, we won $50 million.
If we already in a situation where they haven't expected me to take care of them, mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect them to expect me to take care of them just because I got the money now.
I mean, money make a difference. I feel like you would get more requests for stuff. Like, I feel like it.
I can meet requests.
I'm having trouble with my car note this month. Like, I feel like the shit that she wasn't asking you to do before, she would be like, hey.
I'm the kind of person that would be like, $50 million? I'm the kind of person that would be like, let's go get another one. And when the relationship ends, she can just have all that shit and I'll just go about my business. If I got a stream of income that spending some of it ain't going to impact my situation right now, mm-hmm. like, I wouldn't do that shit with $1 million. You know what I'm saying? $1 million to last for a long period of time has to be well managed.
Yes,
it does. $50 million, you ain't got to work if you don't want to. No, but if we don't work out, you're going to have to go get you a job and a career.
Because $50 million, you could put a certain amount in savings or just live off the savings. Like,
or what do you want to do? You know what I'm saying? Do you want to go back to school for something? Do you want to get something that will increase? Like, if you don't work and we don't work out, let's get something for you going. You know that, like, that's the kind of person I am. And if we marry, you ain't got to work if you don't want to. Or let's buy you a nonprofit. Like, let's get you started doing something in the community. That's what happens. Yeah, people get money.
Some people.
Scott Pruitt, the EPA ambassador. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the ambassador is the term, but the dude over the EPA. Yeah. He been in the news because of all these scandals.
Yes.
I probably should talk about that. But one of those things is he tried to use his position of power to get Chick-fil-A to give his wife a franchise. That is automatic income. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it is.
So, you know, I feel like with that amount of money, I would set somebody up for a future.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even if it ain't just like buying stuff here and there and it ain't our money, but we gonna come up with some plans to create some self-sustaining income. $50 million is a lot of money.
It is.
What about you with marriage?
Would I marry?
No, I'm saying, would you let your husband not work?
Yeah. Cause, like, honestly, I've always, like, wanted to travel. And so I would want him with me while we were traveling, so he wouldn't be able to work any fucking way. So I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't care. $50 million? Yeah.
I feel like we're going to sit at the table and I'm going to be like, how do you want to quit? Do you want to cuss everybody out? I want to see it. I'm wanting on film. I'm going to hire a professional crew. We are going to watch you quit in style. This shit's going to go viral.
Like the dude that quit working at, was it McDonald's? What, a fast food restaurant? He came in there singing, I quit.
Yeah, he came in there with a microphone. He emulated a song. Yeah, maybe a Chris Brown song.
Was it?
I can't remember.
It was something, but yeah. So you would have her quit, like, something like that.
If she want to.
I just thought about, like, if I got to quit my job and it didn't matter, I would go in and tell everybody everything I ever wanted them to know, especially my supervisor. I would definitely let her have it. Like, these parties is whack. Nobody likes them. Nobody likes you. We all hated it. I'm glad I'll never have to go to another one. It's the worst. The absolute fucking worst.
I wouldn't quit my job even if I won the money, because I own my own business and I have clients that I'm not just going to cut off cold turkey because I built a relationship with them. So I would probably not pick up any more clients. Start closing those clients out. Once they all closed out, then I'll focus on some nonprofit work and some community mentorship stuff to try to get some of the black males involved in community mentoring somehow. And that kind of stuff take money.
It does.
That kind of stuff take money. It ain't enough people that got the heart to do that stuff when it's free. But some people got enough heart to do it when it costs.
Yeah.
Or when it pays. You know.
Very true.
So. But anyway.
Other question. What's an unusual food combination you can't get enough of and don't want to be judged for?
You answer that first. I can't think of no. I eat pretty normal stuff.
Peppermint and pecans.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
It's good, though.
I mean, yeah, it's good. Pickles and ice cream is good separate. Yeah. Put them together and then you got problems.
Well, in the comments, a lot of people do, and I don't, I've heard of this. I wouldn't do it, but this is pretty common. I feel like ice cream and french fries.
I think that's a creation of McDonald's.
Is it?
Not a creation, but I think because you get all of that stuff at one time. I just don't feel like people at home making french fries and sticking them in ice cream. I feel you go to like McDonald's or something.
They're usually say, like Wendy's chocolate frosty and fries.
Yeah, like
they're being specific about the place. This person said hot Cheeto puffs dipped in strawberry yogurt.
I don't know. You know, a frosty is not like technically ice cream.
What is it?
It's like a malted frozen dessert.
It's got milk in it, so I don't eat that either. So look like ice cream.
It do look like ice cream, but that's why they call it a frosty. They make sure they don't call that shit ice cream.
Mayo and ketchup mixed with hot sauce on my french fries.
That ain't,
that sounds disgusting. That's a lot of condiments mixed together. Hot sauce, mayo, and ketchup.
Just like if you eat a hamburger with mayo and ketchup on it. I mean.
No.
It has some hot sauce to it. Ugh. I eat cream cheese and salsa.
Ew. Eggs and ketchup.
A lot of people do that.
That's disgusting. Why? Why would you do that? That sounds gross.
That's like common.
Okay.
You know that, I mean, ketchup. If you go to Waffle House and eat, you'll half the people that's eating eggs put ketchup on them.
Ramen noodles with nacho cheese Doritos and ranch Doritos and a bowl of vanilla wafers in a bowl of milk. Vanilla wafers in a bowl of milk? You put cookies in the milk and eat it like cereal.
Yeah, that's Cookie Crisp. Why can't you use whatever cookies you want if you can eat Cookie Crisp?
I suppose. I don't eat Cookie Crisp, so.
See, we getting into struggle meal territory. We getting into poverty meals.
Sugar in my spaghetti. Ugh, no. Watermelon and salt. I've tried that. No, it's okay.
These ain't even weird. Some of these ain't even weird.
No. Ketchup on rice and ketchup on mac and cheese.
I got a buddy that put ketchup on everything. I mean everything. I cooked the whole meal. It was meatloaf, potatoes, cornbread, and something else, something green. And he just put ketchup all over the whole top of the plate.
Ramen noodles. Weird. Ramen noodles with sausages in it.
That's normal.
If it's,
yes.
Who fix like pretties up their ramen noodles? Like, I just eat them. I didn't know people was like getting fancy.
For those of us who are carnivores, ma'am. Meat can go in any fucking thing. Okay,
I eat meat. I just
you eat meat, but you ain't a carnivore. Well, you the one in the middle. You the one to be eating. You the one to eat the leaves most of the time. But when a carnivore fuck around and leave some meat laying around, you'll fuck with it. That's you. I am a carnivore, man. I will eat meat with meat sides if it were feasible and healthy. or not as unhealthy as not having your greens and vegetables and stuff. Because I love greens, I love vegetables. But I'll have meat with meat sides if I could. If it was as healthy as eating anything else, I have steak with chicken side.
Oh, God.
Like when I go to restaurants, I get the steak and chicken combo or the steak and salmon combo. I fool with the rice and the broccoli with it, but I eat meat with meat sides if I could.
Fries and a milkshake, corn starch with whatever I'm eating. Who just put corn starch in shit?
What in the hell is that about?
carrots and hot sauce. What do you mean?
It's like steamed carrots. Listen, my grandma did not, she could not cook. My daddy mama can cook like hell. She just decided not to cook no more when her husband died. But my grandmama, my mama, she could never cook from what I can tell. And if she could cook for her kids, but decided not to give a damn for her grandkids, then that's just disrespectful. All right? But you will be surprised how much bullshit hot sauce will save. When she don't put no salt on the steamed carrots, you will be surprised how much shit hot sauce can save. Hot sauce can save all kind of beans that's unseasoned or burnt. Hot sauce can save all kind of greens, turnip, collard, cabbage. It can save all of that.
I've heard of like the greens and stuff, but it's just weird for the kids.
I'm just saying hot sauce will save some shit. Like if you go to somebody's house that can't cook, if you got hot sauce in your pocket, you can get through that meal.
This is interesting. Chicken and waffles, but it's the person's from the UK. So in the UK, that's odd. Over here, it ain't, but it's odd in the UK. Pickles with Kool-Aid. I keep hearing hood-ass people do that.
You can buy them in Walmart now.
Pickles and Kool-Aid? Yeah, just like the powder version? Or like...
The powder version. So you open up a Kool-Aid packet.
And you dip a pickle in it?
No. You open up a Kool-Aid packet. You open up the pickle. You pour out the pickles. You put the Kool-Aid with some water in the pickle jar, and then you put the pickles back in it. Close it, and then you let it soak for some days. The flavor of the Kool-Aid will infuse into the pickle. So you got like this sour Kool-Aid flavored pickle.
No.
It's not sweet, though. I mean, you don't add sugar to it. But Walmart, you know, took that. And then you can find them in Walmart. The only ones I've seen in Walmart are the red ones. But like from my hometown, we've been doing it for a long time.
Nah.
The little shop in my hometown, it was a little icy stand. It's a new place there now, but he do all the Kool-Aid flavors. So he'll have like lined up red, blue, purple, green, all the flavors. And what we've been doing for a long time, which I don't know if you did or not, but like during basketball games, they'll have just like cups of frozen pickle juice that you just buy them and just lick the pickle juice.
Why? What the fuck? This sounds disgusting. I didn't even hear. I was an adult, probably, maybe in college. I never knew people ate Kool-Aid pickles. That was not. That's. We didn't do that in the country. Tuna sandwiches dipped in tomato soup.
I put tomatoes on my tuna sub.
Plain bagels with mayo.
Oh, they definitely white. Mayo sapien.
Ketchup on pizza. It already got tomato sauce on it. Why would you add ketchup? It's a different... Okay, whatever.
Say that again.
Ketchup on pizza.
Some people love ketchup for some reason. Like, love ketchup.
Blue Doritos and honey mustard.
Blue Doritos? Are they meaning the blue bag?
The cool red. Yeah.
Come on, man. At this point, if you eat them like that, you need to know the name. So do they call the other ones red bag?
Yeah.
Purple bag. Mama, bring me back some purple bag Doritos.
The last one, it will move on. Vegetarian beans with fried chicken.
Okay. What is it about vegetarian beans that you eat next to meat that makes the vegetarian beans necessary? Like, do they have a different flavor or something?
I guess so.
Because, you know, when you go to the store, you can find Bush's beans vegetarian.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, but it just means that there's just not meat in it, though, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I doubt that it... But, like, Campbell's makes, like, vegetarian... Is vegetarian beans a thing? Like, just vegetarian? Like, what is that?
Just what I guess whatever they cook with them. What would come from an animal that would go into beans?
Nothing can. They don't put that in the can. Like, they don't put meat. You have to put your own meat when you cook, like, green beans and stuff.
I imagine that. They the same as just regular-ass baked beans. They just put vegetarian on the can and spoon them in from the same damn vat. because you stupid enough to believe that vegetarian beans is different than regular beans.
Well, it don't even matter for that person because they obviously eat meat.
That's chicken. What I'm saying. It's the flavor. It must be the flavor of must the vegetarian. I don't like beans enough to do some kind of experiment with that. I don't hate beans. I put beans on my hot dog. Pork and beans or baked beans, it don't matter.
That I feel like that counts in this conversation.
That counts.
Yeah.
You know, when we used to have lunch, for some reason in school, they used to serve hot dogs and fucking beans.
Yeah, baked beans.
Yeah. Yeah. And I used to put them on my hot dog. And it was delicious. Put the ketchup and mustard on there. It like add a little hint of sweetness. You know the beans got a little sweetness to them. Little textural differences. No. You got like the rubbery chew from the hot dog, but then you got kind of like that mushy chew from the beans.
Nah.
And then the bread. All that different mouthfeel.
Nah. Okay.
You picky eater anyway.
I am.
So I wouldn't expect you.
But I still eat. I eat that. What else do I eat? I only eat. So I will bake a sweet potato and eat it by itself. But if I have. My mom makes these like fried like sweet potatoes. I eat that with cornbread. I have to have cornbread when I eat it.
That's regular as hell.
Sweet potatoes and cornbread is regular?
Yeah.
Okay.
Potato and bread.
Pecans, then and peppermint probably is the weirdest thing that I eat.
So apparently hot dogs and beans for me and salsa and cream cheese. Yeah. And that's probably the extent. I melt chocolate bars on top of my pound cake. Different bars for different flavors. That's why I make regular plain Jane pound cake with no icing on it, because you could do so much with it. It's versatile. You can eat it by itself. You can cut a piece, put some strawberries and cream on top of it. Got your little strawberry cream.
We're having pound cake at work tomorrow because it's somebody's fucking birthday. So.
Throw some lemon on top of that thing. Have your piece of lemon pound cake. Or my favorite now is the Symphony bar. It's the bar with the toffee and the nuts in it. Chocolate. Yeah. Oh, you don't eat chocolate. No. But I put that on top of it, melt that thing, and it got a nice little crunch from the toffee and the nuts. I like it. It's versatile. That's what I use.
All right. Well, if you have a question that you would like for us to answer, you can send it into our Gmail account, which is conversationcarnartist@gmail.com. Or you can find us on Facebook, Conversation Con Artist, and send us one that way. I just want to read this obituary to start out with.
From that Mama Kids.
Yeah. Because, so here's the thing. When people die, you know, you feel like you shouldn't speak ill of the dead. So a lot of time, even if that person was an asshole, people will still speak highly of that person.
Who made that rule?
I don't know, but it's just what we do. But these kids made this obituary for their mom. Was like, fuck that, we ain't doing that shit. So her name was Kathleen Demlow, I think is how you say this. Kathleen Demlow, her main name was Shook. Ugh, God, these names. Was born on March 19th, 1938 to Joseph and Gertrude Shrunk of Wabasso. She married Dennis Demlow at St. Anne's in Wabasso in 1957 and had two children, Gina and Jay. In 1962, she became pregnant by her husband's brother, Lyle Demlow, and moved to California. She abandoned her children, Gina and Jay, who were then raised by her parents in Clements, Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Skunk, Shunk, however you say this. She passed away on May 31st, 2018 in Springfield and will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand that this world is a better place without her. Oh my God, they drugged the shit out of her. Like,
they did.
And people were like, oh, that's unnecessary. Why would you do that? But I mean, again, we have created this thing where you have to say these like nice things or find something nice to say about people who, everybody ain't nice. Everybody that live life ain't good people. So sometimes they assholes, or sometimes they fuck they brother, they husband's brother, and leave him for the brother. Like, sometimes that happens.
People be taking their normal plain Jane childhood for granted. There's people out here that have really, really bad relationships with their parents.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm not in the mindset it is the job of the child to make peace with the adults. The adults need to make peace with the children.
Yep.
They didn't ask to be here. And your job was to protect them. And you likely didn't. Or you did something wrong. And it's one thing to make mistakes. You can own up to mistakes. You can recognize that you make mistakes. But when you don't own up to making those mistakes, a child have the right to feel how they want to feel about you. Like, I can't stand those parents who be like, but that's your daddy, or but that's your mama. So they ain't acting like my damn daddy. They ain't acting like my damn mama. If you my mama, act like it. If you my daddy, act like it. Now, for those parents, acting like it might need to be defined, because they've been messing up their whole life and their parents messed up on them. That's when you come see me in counseling.
Well, so, and the thing is, her abandoning the kids sound like it was a choice, because the kids weren't even raised by their dad. They went back with her parents. Their grandparents were. So if you had wanted your kids with you and your new man, it sounded like you could have got them, because your parents had, not his parents, not his parents that would have been like, no, fuck you for doing this. Her own parents raised her kids for her.
And think about this. Think about this. Imagine you and your siblings, mama, went and had a cousin sister with your damn uncle. You got a cousin sister. And she left your ass. It wasn't enough that she abandoned you, because she could have just disappeared and you never heard from her. She went and got pregnant by your daddy's brother, which gave you a cousin sister, and then she left. Like, she could have talked to brother and been like, let's get the fuck out of here. I don't want nobody to know what's going on. Let's do it. But for the kids, for the duration of their lives, to have been aware of what's going on. And I don't know if you saw the response, but cousin sister, who, mind you, can have a relatively normal life, you know, not knowing all of this bullshit like they cousin sisters and cousin brothers know. You know what I'm saying?
She responded.
Yeah, she talked about how it was inappropriate.
How? It was, no, what was inappropriate was your mama doing what she did.
But that's how, that, like, the veil is over her eyes, because she don't really, like, she could have had a real, that was just her mom and her daddy. Yeah,
she probably had a real, because it sounded like she stayed there with her new little family. So you didn't have to be raised by your grandparents, and you didn't have to have, and this is obviously, these names should let you know this is a little white family. So who knows how, you know, everybody responded to this, the grandparents raised it, because this would have been back in the day when this kind of shit, like, now we just look at this shit and be like, all right, and whatever. But this is back when motherfuckers talk shit about shit like this. So ain't no telling what kind of shit these kids had to deal with growing up with their grandparents, the community knowing that their mom did this bullshit. Like, you don't know what their lives were like. So
the kids basically says, fuck you, we don't give a fuck. Cousin sister.
Stop. Call her cousin sister.
What is it?
It's a cousin sister.
I mean, would it make you feel better if I said sister cuz? I wish I would have said sister cuz from the beginning.
That's just so fucked up. Like, this is just terrible. But I only really wanted to read it because I understand not wanting to lie, because that's what it is. This person was a fucked up individual. And now, because they died, we got to say all this nice shit when nobody really feels any of this. Like, we all hated this motherfucker. I don't understand why we have to lie because that person died. I ain't kill him. And I also didn't make him an asshole, but it is what it is. Like, but they said fuck that, and this was like a real obituary that they had printed in the newspapers. Like, they had no fucks to give about Kathleen.
Well, she did it to herself. But what if she, like, what if she had a good life and got saved, and, you know, she's in good favor with the Lord, and now they fucking up they heaven having points.
But can you truly do that without her having made peace with her kid? Like okay, so you just still gonna ignore these children that you left out here to be raised by your parents and shit, but you gonna get saved? And part of getting saved, I feel like, would be fixing that shit, or at least attempting so. To. No?
Nah, that's like a Bible loophole. God said you repent to me for your sins. He didn't say apologize to the people that, you know, those sins were against.
Well, so then I get, see, that's, we gonna get into this religion discussion, but
Bible loophole,
that's what fucks with me. So she can repent to God and leave these kids with all of these negative feelings. Then the kids get judged based on the fact that they weren't able to turn the other cheek and forgive their mama. Like, what?
How the Bible ain't fair.
So what?
The Bible ain't fair. Do you think it's fair if the Bible and Christianity encompasses an entire worldview of the religion? Mm-hmm. Do you think it's fair that people in China are born into a Buddhist religion? If Christianity is going to retroactively apply its principles to everybody, we are lucky to be living in a Christian nation if that's the case. Because it's going to be real hard for a Buddhist to get into heaven if you're going to apply to everybody that ain't Christian. The Bible ain't fair.
Yeah.
And my mama was like, if you're old enough to know right from wrong, you're old enough to know who God and Jesus is. And I'm like, but yeah, what if nobody ever tell you, mama? Like,
I had the same conversation. My mom's response, because I had this same question for her, was that at some point in everybody's life, she feels like they have an opportunity to come to Jesus. And I was like, in countries where they never have access to this, so this is all they know, like, really? And she was, then it, my mom's favorite thing to do when I would frustrate her and she really didn't have an answer, you don't question God. I'm not questioning God. I'm questioning you. You're the one who telling me this, but you ain't got no answers.
I understand that. But, like, at some point in everybody's life, they're going to be introduced to smoking crack or cocaine or weed. And you know what I'm saying? The difference in religion in America is that we're being introduced to a harmless drug. We being introduced to, like, Christianity in America is like being introduced to Flintstone vitamins. You know, but being introduced to Christianity in some countries will get you killed.
Hell yeah.
If you're over there spreading the word of Jesus Christ and Christianity, you're going to find your head on a chopping block.
Go to one of these Muslim nations to try that shit.
Yeah, like, it's harder for some people.
See how that work out for you.
The introduction for some people is very, very, very harsh and not applicable to the situation.
Well, I just thought that obituary was funny. So.
Okay. A Tennessee man kills his younger brother over a honey bun. Now, I want to start off by saying, honey buns are delicious.
They not that damn good.
I bet that was the best honey bun he ever had.
It better be, because it's going to be the last honey bun he ever had.
I'm just saying.
Oh, no, they get it in commissary. You get all the ones he wanted. He had money in commissary when he go to prison.
I don't know. I don't think a honey bun bathed in the blood of your brother is going to be very delicious. It's probably gonna taste bland. Probably taste like eating flour by itself.
How old were these niggas?
So he was 34.
Get the fuck.
His half brother was 18.
I just do not believe that he legit killed this 18-year-old with a fucking honey bun. It had to be some other shit. He said
over and a little bit of money. I feel like it was about the money mainly, but I feel like a better headline was
the honey bun,
about
yeah,
the honey bun. Because I need to know how much the money is.
Even a little bit of money. If I'm going to say a little bit of money.
A little bit of money to Donald Trump is $500,000. So I don't know who writing the article.
Anybody who going to kill somebody over a fucking honey bun ain't got $5,000 that's expendable.
Let me tell y'all about people who would kill somebody over a honey bun. It is very little they wouldn't kill you over. I mean, it might have been, man, do we got any more toilet paper in this house? We will never have no toilet paper in this house. Bah! Well, wipe my ass with your clothes now. Like, the person is the wild card. It ain't got nothing to do with no honey bun. It ain't got nothing to do with no little bit of money. He was gonna kill somebody. It was his time. It was his time to murder.
His time to murder?
Yes.
God damn.
Ugh. Listen, when he was a little baby and the doctor slapped his ass, he was predestined to murder somebody when he was around 34 years old. Now, it didn't have to be over a damn honey bun.
I mean, shit.
But honey buns are delicious.
They not that damn good.
But think about it.
How much do they cost? Like 99 cents in a gas station? Nigga, like.
But I was, where were y'all? Like, was y'all at home and it's like a box of Little Debbie's? If so, why you still at home with your 18-year-old brother here?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Half brother. Like, did you not like him? Because y'all half brothers. Have y'all always had beef? How they, long?
Are they brother cousins? Because you could be a half brother and be a man. Cousin.
I don't know.
So are they brother cousins?
I guess
cousins?
We don't know their family makeup or why they, how they got to this point. You know? And is it a half brother in the sense that we have one of the same parents, or is a half brother in the sense that we ain't related, but our parents married?
That would be step. That wouldn't be half. You're step siblings if your parents get married. You're half siblings if you have one of the same parents.
If you have blood.
Yeah. Okay. So what, they either share a mama or a daddy for them to be half siblings. They would be step otherwise.
They got a big age gap. That's probably papa's baby. Mama's maybe.
No, it's mama's baby, papa's maybe.
No, I feel like when you got a big gap between siblings, oh, yeah, daddy, yeah, the one been slinging the meat stacks.
Damn, even with a little bit of money and a honey bun, that's just not enough to take somebody's life. Like, that's a lot. He got to die. He 18. He got to die behind this.
Maybe he mean to kill him.
What? Why did he kill? Did he shoot him?
Yeah, twice.
Okay, you just—I mean, that take that out right now. This nigga shot him twice. No, that is crazy.
Gotta be careful out here with these sweets and snacks. Some people, when they need that sugar, maybe he's diabetic. Maybe he a diabetic and the young brother wasn't giving a fuck about his diabetes. Wait a minute, not diabetes. What's the one where you need sugar?
Is there one where you need sugar?
Yes. It's what Kevin James had in Mall Cop.
Hypoglycemic?
Yes, that. Maybe he's hypoglycemic and, you know, he needed some sugar. And the only thing in the house sweet was that honey bun. And the 18-year-old brother was finna walk out with it. And he had a gun at his back saying, if you take another step with that goddamn honey bun, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm putting two in your back. And, you know, 18-year-olds being all invincible.
Because
said,
because I'm 33 and I would have. Who going to think that you really finna shoot me behind a honey bun? A honey bun?
Well, I'm just telling you right now, if that's what he thought, he should not have thought that. He should have gave that man that damn honey bun.
Oh my God.
I feel like he knew his brother was crazy,
yeah,
though.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He knew that he could potentially get shot over a honey bun.
Shit,
or maybe it wasn't so clear cut. You know, maybe it was one of them scuffles like you see in the movies where they get into a scuffle and they roll around and one got the gun and then you see the shot, but you don't know who really got shot. You know, and then he rolled off of him and he was like, got it. Got the honey bun. He opened it up and ate it. I wonder if anybody was in the house. You know, like family. Was the mom and daddy there?
I don't know. It's a honey bun, player. Like, it ain't that deep.
But, you know, that is how black-on-black crime cannot be compared to police brutality, okay? Because this man shot his younger brother and he went to jail for it.
He did.
That don't make it comparable to a system by
probably
which
probably never gonna get out. Yeah.
That don't make it comparable to a system by which people don't get consequences when they do the same thing.
That's a child. You killed a child over a
hundred. No, he was 18.
That's the child.
What you mean?
18 is a child.
He's old enough to vote.
Child. Okay. But he ain't old enough to drink or smoke. That is a child.
That ain't a child.
He's a child.
He is grown.
18 is a child. No. You, I would have, if you had said the 18-year-old shot the 33-year-old of a honey bun, that would have made more sense to me. Because I expect somebody at 33 have a little bit more control over themselves when it comes to age.
Age don't give you control because you grow.
Well, I mean,
we work with people who, yes, true, who 33 and acting like they 14, 15 years old.
Shit, though, honey bun. I just, it's goodness. Since we're doing news stories, side chick arrested for sending man's graphic pics to wife and daughter's Instagram accounts.
Bad idea.
Well, bad idea is fucking with a 21-year-old. I don't know how old he is, but I'm going to assume that he, since he married and with a kid old enough to have an Instagram for her to find and send the child a picture, that he's much older than her. Kristen Bailey, 21, slid into the DMs and sent provocative and sexual videos to his wife and daughter on their social media accounts. The young woman admitted to sending the graphic content to their accounts and was arrested and booked on Monday. So she got the revenge porn shit.
How much time do you get for that?
I don't know. Probably not much. I would think 1 to 3 years. Like, I just can't imagine it would be a bunch of time. But I understand. I mean, obviously she shouldn't have done it at all. But why send it to his daughter? You sending his dick pics to his daughter? That's just...
How old is his daughter?
I don't know. It doesn't say. But
how old is he?
Doesn't say that either. They don't.
But it say that she 21.
She's 21.
Well, if she got an Instagram account, she's supposed to be 18.
Who? Oh, we already know that ain't, because my coworker got a 11-year-old daughter with her.
I know. They supposed to be of a certain age to have them
profiles. I feel like, she probably, I just think she like probably preteen. Like, I just get, if she 21, he was cheating with her. I wish I knew how old he was. 14.
She was
the
14.
Daughter was 14.
This, you know, I wonder what her plan was. Like, so, okay, if I'm trying to put my mindset in the world of somebody who, one, would be a side dude in my case, who is petty enough to want revenge over them not leaving. What was it? What did she do it for?
I'm sure that he broke, tried to probably break it off with her.
You know, so what would I do? Now,
this was in Louisiana too.
I'm applying my intelligence to this situation. So I'm as intelligent and cunning as I am now, except I'm petty and I've been a side dude. So if somebody was leaving me and I didn't like it and I had these naked photos of this person, if I was going to embarrass them, it wouldn't be to their kid. I wouldn't send it to their kid.
Because she also got an indecent behavior with a juvenile charge for that.
My goal with that person would be to expose them for being in a relationship with me, assuming that the person they with didn't know. So
yeah,
I would send it to them,
yeah,
but I would do it anonymously. Because it don't matter what person is connected to,
but she wants
the infidelity.
You, no, I want you to know he been cheating with me. Is what a 21-year-old side chick, she gonna want her to know it's me. But see, I want you to know it's me.
So that's in her mindset, it was probably to get her to leave him so that she could have him to herself.
Which I don't know why people who think that. So you think that you gonna do this fucked up thing and fuck blow this man whole spot up with his family, and he gonna come running to you and be like, "Well, might as well be with you since you fucked everything up."
Genuine got a whole song dedicated to this called "What's the Difference." It's basically,
you're telling me it's different, but what the hell is different?
If you cheated on him, you'll do it to me. Like,
yes.
Why in the world do you think that you gonna be in any better situation than his woman in if he come to you?
Because women that agree to be side bitches that want to become the main chick. That this is the thing that my issue that I have with them is that I think at some point they start believing. I don't know if the guy's telling them, like, you know, I don't normally do this, but we just having trouble and you're so great. I don't know if they feel like they fucking special. And so he's not going to do, like, he's doing her like that because, you know, she boring or she ain't giving him what he need, but I'm giving him what he needs, so he ain't going to leave me. Bitch, yes, he is. He's a cheater. That's what the fuck he does. Instead of working shit out, he go out and find somebody else. So when y'all have problems, as is going to happen in every relationship, he going to leave your dumb ass too. And you going to be in her position, dummy. But I really think they feel like they spent, like, I'm just different. I'm just different. He's with me because I provide all these things that she don't provide to him.
Like what?
Like she's flawed. I don't know. Whatever the fuck this nigga tell her. I don't know. Whatever he's saying is the problem that's in his marriage. Or, here's another way this could have gone. What if she didn't know about the wife? What if she thought he wasn't married, then she found out he was married, and so this was just revenge in general? Maybe she didn't know she was.
That's still a smart way to have revenge in that case. Because to me, your goal should be to reveal to that woman. Because if you don't know about her, the assumption is she don't know about you.
Yes.
So the goal should be to reveal to the woman you just found out about that he doing some shady stuff. But see, that's where the ego come into it. Like, you got to disconnect you from being that person that he doing it with. It gotta be more about exposing him. And not interjecting yourself into the shenanigans.
Well, maybe she want him to know. When the wife come and be like, this little, who the fuck is this Christian bitch sending me these pictures of your dick? So he'll know it was I don't know. But let me just say this. Men and women, this is more for men than for women, because I feel like women are way worse about this. Listen, men, your side chick is going to be your downfall. Because when women get attached and they want to be with you, this kind of shit fucking happens. Like, I don't feel like side niggas give a fuck. Like, I don't feel like they be vying to become, like, the main dude and going to go fight over. Like, I don't feel like that happens as often as side chicks wanting to become the main chick. So, like, you just opening up a whole fucking world of trouble for yourself, sir. Cause she gonna either this, she gonna show up to your wife's job, or like, bitches do all kind of crazy shit. I don't even know why niggas don't think this through. Like, this bitch is probably gonna fuck shit up for you at some point, especially like the longer that you keep fucking with her, the worse it's gonna be. Like, this shit happens all the time, and I don't know if that's niggas thinking that they just gonna be slick enough with the girl ain't gonna like do. I don't know, but it's been enough examples of men getting fucked over by their side chick because she get mad and want to be the main chick. So she go fuck up what he got at home, hoping that he going to come and be with her. For you to think that you're going to be able to successfully pull this shit off for a long period of time. Your shit, that she going to blow your spot up.
I just don't like the whole side dude, side chick thing.
No.
It's not something that should be acceptable in our society.
No, it shouldn't be.
I guess it's because it's seemingly a shortage of men. I don't know.
I ain't finna be nobody's motherfucking side chick. I just can't. I'm sorry. Like, I'd just rather be by myself. I ain't got time for this shit. Not finna share no dude. Just find, it ain't that damn short out here where we gotta
find somebody
share
that niggas would like to be or don't care about having an open relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there exists.
There are people out there, yeah.
You know, it's people out there who are in open relationships. It's people out there that swing. It's people out there that, you know, do their own thing. It's people that invite, like, they be in a relationship and they both choose somebody to invite into their relationship.
Yep.
You know, like, that's out there. I just think that it plays to the psychopathy of those men who want a woman who just want him and don't want anybody else. And it plays to the misogyny and sexism. And he want that woman to just want him, and then he want to find another woman who just want him. Yep. Like, I think the psychopathy of that type of man is based on conquering and taking what he can have for himself, not like looking at a woman as community property. You know, that's stupid.
Yep.
To me, though.
Niggas.
Why? Why do that?
Stupid.
Okay.
let's just talk about we talk about the NFL. You know, we always talk about the NFL and the national anthem and the protests and stuff. And then we always talk about Donald Trump in the context of that, you know, dialogue, because mm-hmm. he's been misrepresenting the dialogue. But we got a curveball in there. The curveball is Donald Trump, after pardoning Alex Johnson, threw out there to the NFL players, hey, if any of these players that are kneeling for social injustice, tell me if you have any friends or any people you know that would like to be pardoned, and we'll sit down, we'll look at the list, and if anybody was treated unfairly by the justice system, we'll look at pardoning them, or at least get them out of jail, if not pardon. Because pardoning basically forgives your whole crime. Like, you didn't do shit if you pardon. Letting them out early is just, you know, we ain't gonna say you didn't do nothing, but the system treated you in a way that we're gonna let you out early. So, so we got some different views from this particular situation. Now, in this same dialogue, he talked about pardoning Muhammad Ali. Okay, clearly Muhammad Ali in the 70s, his whatever crimes he's supposed to have committed were overturned by a court. So he does not have any pardon to, like, you can't pardon Muhammad Ali. He don't have a crime to pardon. But
wasn't it because he refused to sign up for the draft?
Yeah, he said, Muhammad Ali said, ain't no Vietnamese ever called me a nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, he had a point, bro. Like,
yeah,
he had a big point. Like, yeah, why am I going to fight for them? And I'm fighting for myself here at home. Like, I'm fighting you here at home for my own rights. Why am I gonna go over there and fight for you? You know, and
well, y'all don't give a fuck about me.
He got his life got shitted on from that.
Yeah,
they took his title away from him. They took his ability to box away from him. He basically had to call up some of the people that he had fought before, you know, for financial help and assistance.
But see, him, and that's why I like Colin Kaepernick, he still was like, fuck y'all. Like, he still stood by what he...
And that's the crazy thing, because America can't see that while Muhammad Ali was doing what he was doing, it was as unfavorable as what Colin Kaepernick is doing now. But we all, as a country, praise Muhammad Ali for what he did and what he stood up in front of when he died. You know, he's doing the exact same thing.
He is.
You know, but so from the pardon, we're looking at the pardon and comment. We're looking at two different situations, and I'm gonna ask you how you feel about one or the other. So, pardoning, first off, I don't like the implication that, you know, I guess Trump thinking in his head all these black guys are kneeling, they must got friends and people in jail. You know, I don't like that, you know, component of it, you know, but I'm gonna try to put his ignorance aside for the moment. One, pardoning individual people is not going to be what helps the institutional systemic racism that goes on in these systems. Pardoning an individual person who was treated unfairly by that system is not going to save the next person from being unfairly targeted and unfairly treated, and it's not going to keep the is not going to justify the past people and other people who were treated that way next to that person. You know, because even if people did commit the crimes that they're in jail for, you know, they are going to have, statistically speaking, more time than their white counterparts. You know, their case is going to have ended much more quickly than their white counterparts. The death penalty will have been sought for black people at a vastly higher rate than that of their white counterparts. So these pardons ain't going to do shit if the NFL do decide. However, this does acknowledge that he is recognizing something that they're doing. That's the flip switch of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think like the NFL players should try to take this as an opportunity to sit down with him, since it seemed like they might have his ear? Or do you feel like this is like a pandering situation and it really ain't gonna turn into no results?
I feel like it's a pandering, just knowing who he is. I don't know that he ever is open to really listening. I think that Trump hears a lot of things, because his response to Golden State Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, just other things when it comes to these athletic teams. I just don't believe that he really, I think this is him pandering so that he can say, see, look what I'm doing. This is what I'm willing to get. Like, I don't know that he's really open to that because the Eagles. He got mad because only 10 of them motherfuckers was gonna show up. Then he turned it into America Day or some bullshit.
That's the crazy thing, man. If you throw a party, you know what I'm saying? You don't, the party going on ain't contingent upon how many people show up. You know what I'm saying?
Cause that was a slap in the face of the 10 people that was still gonna come. Like, they were gonna come in the face of everybody else being like, fuck it, we ain't going. They were like, nah, we gonna go. And then he was like, fuck y'all, 10 people.
Let me tell you something. I watch a lot of CNN. And, you know, they got correspondents on the right and correspondents on the left. Mm-hmm. I am vastly and deeply impressed by how much right Republicans can spin anything.
Oh yeah.
Anything.
Yep.
It is impressive. Now I wish they weren't spinning bullshit. And I ain't gonna say I wish I wasn't smart enough to recognize it. But man, they spin anything. So what were we just talking about? Like
him,
the topic?
The 10 people. Him saying.
Oh yeah. Like, so the way they spent that is basic, and I feel like all the TV correspondents that are on the right, I feel like they get an email from the White House telling them kind of what to say. I'm serious. I think that's what happened. Ben Ferguson, Paris Denard, I think it's a Latino dude that I don't know what the Latino version of Coonin is, but he be doing that shit. But
Amigoing?
I don't know. That's racist.
So is Coon. Coon is too.
Coon don't mean friend.
It don't. Well, but when you're cooning, you are dancing for the white man and being a coon. So amigoing. I don't know, nigga. What was your point?
But they spun that into Donald Trump. They spun it into the NFL this whole past season attempting to embarrass Donald Trump by continuing to stand up against disrespecting the national anthem and the flag. So in order to not be embarrassed at his own White House, he chose to cancel that meeting because it's clear that while it looked like they planned for the whole team to come, the Philadelphia Eagles dwindled it down like a few days before.
What? But you can't. So this is not their contracts. There's nothing in their contracts that says that they have to go visit the White House. That is a choice. And so if everybody's just pulled out, they fucking pulled out. They don't have to fucking go to that. That's a choice. They don't have to go. So like, that ain't even like the NFL. That's those individual players that was like, we ain't finna go step and fetch. Sorry, we don't want to go. Well, but 10 of them were still gonna go, and he was like, that ain't enough. so that shit, that stuff that he does, that's like that makes me feel like this is just him pandering. Like, he's not really open to listening. He's not open to, like, he's still all about himself and his image and all of that shit.
So I agree. And it's not because of what he did, what he said, or how he said it. It's the combination of his entire history.
Yeah.
You know, as it pertains, like if this was Mike Pence, ugh, saying this, it would be more, it would be easier to look at it and think maybe this ain't about, you know, maybe it's a seat at the table. That don't mean, you know, maybe us going to seat at the table can come, something can come from it. Don't mean something will, mm-hmm. But with Donald Trump, when you go talk about the Central Park Five, when you talk about the open discrimination he had in the housing market against black people, when you talk about how, you know, there are record of him turning down black people for job and employment for various reasons, when you talk about how his dialogue has been about all brown people, when you're talking about the Muslim ban, when you're talking about building the wall, when you talk about, you know, him not even addressing the Native American population up there with the XL pipeline before he signed the pipeline in, when you talk about all of this dialogue that he have about black people, he knows that he's doing bad with black people. And you know what? That was very evident that he's aware of that when Kanye West came out and he talked about, you know, my support from black people have doubled, which is generally from black men. I mean, black men, y'all need to get that shit together on that Trump card stuff. Because black women ain't never came around to Donald Trump. Period.
Fuck him. No.
You know, but I think, you know, it speaks. Michael Eric Dyson just talked about it. Still speaks to how much misogyny is in the black community when it comes to, you know, the difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. You know, it's still a lot of misogyny in our community. And one thing that Michael Eric Dyson did say though is that black people are morally conservative. He said black people believe in family values. Mm-hmm. Black people believe in church. They're Christian, the churchgoers. And he said if the Republican Party wasn't so racist, they could probably capitalize mm-hmm. on the moral conservatism of black people to bring more black people over to the party.
Yep.
You know, and I had never thought about it like that. Yeah.
The Bible Belt.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's why, like, a tactic like this from Donald Trump, which I regard as a tactic, is just something to get black people on his side. Now, I really don't think, to me, that don't mean that the players should not sit down with him. I think that them sitting down with him will expose him for what this is, a tactic, a photo op.
Yeah.
You know, the question is, you don't want those black, like, I wouldn't tell those black people that they need to be a part of a photo op for him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know what the best move to make is. But I'm going to add to that the right has gone on to say that pardoning Alice Johnson also proves that he's not a racist.
Oh, please.
So, to that, I just say, if a Klansman, I keep saying this shit, pulled me out of quicksand, for whatever reason, that don't mean he ain't racist. All right. Or he had a moment of clarity, or he wanted to be able to say, see, I'm not racist.
Yep.
But racism is an ideology. Racism is this idea that I am superior than you. There is nothing that you gonna interact with one black person over that's gonna make you feel like that ideology don't make sense. If you are a person that believes that you are supreme over another culture, ain't nothing one black person can do that's gonna make you change that. Mm-hmm. Ain't no level of helping one black person that's gonna change that ideology for you. And that is a problem. Okay.
You ready to go to IHOB?
IHOB. No. I don't even like IHOP.
So IHOP is changing their name to IHOB. And at first I thought that, because this would make more sense to me, like changing your name this late in the game when you're known as the International House of Pancakes don't make no sense. But I thought that they were going to go to the International House of Breakfast, because that's still along the lines of the pancakes. They do have omelets and all of this other shit. The B stands for burgers, my nigga. Burgers.
Do you have a reason why they're changing their name?
They're going to focus more on their burgers. Who goes to IHOP? First of all, I know IHOP has always had a full menu. But I just feel like at least 80% of the people that go to IHOP get breakfast shit when they go. Of course. I feel like there's a couple of people that might go there and maybe order like a burger or something off of it. But ain't nobody going to IHOP for burgers. Like that ain't.
Well,
ain't
not
nobody,
now.
I mean, I don't understand why you would want to like do this now. Like, I don't know if they think that this is going to like revive. I don't know if like the stock is down in IHOP and this is them. I don't know. They're not known for burgers. They're not a burger joint. And I don't know that they're going to become a burger joint. Like, when you want a good burger, where do you go?
If I want a good burger?
That is not in your house. So don't say you make one.
Mug Shots.
Okay. And Mug Shots is known for their burgers.
Yeah.
I just don't. To me, that's like if Burger King, who they Flame Boar Burgers is what they're known for. They changed their name to like Fry King or fucking Breakfast King. Like, why would you?
IHOP have been expanding their menus for some time. And I don't think it's odd. A lot of restaurants do that. Like McDonald's, when I worked at McDonald's, they had the regular burgers. Mm-hmm. And they'll have like, they'll add one to the menu every now and then. When I was there, they added a Big and Tasty, which was basically a quarter pounder with cheese with lettuce and tomato and mayo on it. You know, but at the end of the day, it was the same core menu. For the longest, when I worked there, you could get shakes, ice cream. You can get burgers. Had a chicken sandwich or two on the menu. And they had a special something. Well, that would be the McGrill. Or that would be like a fajita wrap. Or that would be like, they would have something. And then, you know, they got nuggets. And now they got, and then they always had salads too. But now they got nuggets. They got chicken tenders. They got three different types of chicken sandwiches. They got fajita wraps that you can get. They got all type of burgers. They got burgers you can craft on your own, like craft burgers. They got shakes. They got frappes. They got coffee. They got, they've expanded their menu.
I get expanded it. Why change the name? McDonald's didn't change their name because they expanded their menu and all other shit.
The thing is, when something is not working for you, you got to do something different. Now, IHOP, I imagine, is sitting at the table looking at that chart where the arrow be flowing down of profits. And they was like, pancakes ain't the deal, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they are cheap, but people don't want pancakes at 4 o'clock.
Okay. I do. Well, not pancakes, but like
French toast. Waffle House and IHOP. It's only two ways I eat at Waffle House and IHOP.
Waffle House, I only eat if it's late.
It's only two ways I eat at Waffle House and IHOP. Is if it's after 11 or if somebody I'm with want to go to one of those places. I do not choose to go to either one on my own in the daytime when there are other options.
But so, okay, when you want breakfast during the day, where do you go if you're not going to make it at home?
I cook my own Brenner. That's the only time, that's the only way I have breakfast. First off, don't nobody cook grits right. Okay? I'm going to tell you that right now.
Have you had them at Cracker Barrel? You don't like Cracker Barrel?
Yes. Okay. I don't like Cracker Barrel.
You don't like Cracker Barrel?
No.
Why don't you like Cracker Barrel?
Because I don't like the name.
They have...
Would you eat somewhere named Nigga Tub? Huh? No. I didn't think so.
No, I would not. But
I ain't going to Cracker Barrel.
It's not them kind of crackers.
I can't tell, because when you go in, there ain't number slave masters on the wall. Ain't number old plantation trinkets sprinkled all about. You see one of them little candles that you hold when you walk around. I could just see a slave trying to find their way out of the woods with one of them things. Going to a Cracker Barrel and look all over the place.
Cracker Barrel, but it's they had a little store and like the breakfast is really good. I love Cracker Barrel.
I know.
They have baked apples. Like not a lot of places do
they
that
have
shit.
The store. We are in my living room right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm finna point something out to you.
Okay.
You see that? What am I pointing at?
Cosby?
The Cosby Show season one.
Yeah.
I bought that from Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
And now he is a rapist.
That ain't got shit to do with Cracker Barrel.
Well, not now he's a rapist. He's been a rapist. But you know what? Cracker Barrel exposed me to this shit.
Cracker Barrel did not have none of it.
And I got more seasons down here too.
Why the fuck was you buying Cosby at Cracker Barrel anyway?
Because it was $9.99.
The shit that I buy at Cracker Barrel is like the little old timey candies or like maybe some Christmas decorations. Why is you in there buying Cosby?
Listen, okay. One, I like the Cosby Show, okay? Two, it was $25 in Walmart. Three, I have no idea why it was $9.99 in Cracker Barrel. But I have been eyeing it. And I'd be damned if I go spend $25 on it in Walmart just to
get it
buy candy in Cracker Barrel because it's candy instead of the Cosby Show. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
I feel like
that ain't Cracker Barrel.
But like Cracker Barrel, even the store part looked like an old like saloon type shit where if a black person walked in there, they get guns on them. Go back to where you came from. This ain't the place to be. I feel like it's just wooded up. It's like, I mean, they got rocking chairs. That place to me screams, this is for white people. I'm sorry.
Well, I go in there all the time because their breakfast is delicious.
I've been to Cracker Barrel, good. And they got some good stuff. They grits is not one of those things.
Okay? I don't really care about the. Like I said, I usually will get. I don't really. I ate too many pancakes. So I just ain't really here for pancakes. But I will get like either French to. Oh no, they're biscuits. I'll get biscuits, apple butter, and apples, baked apples, and that's good enough for me.
Okay.
A lot of apples, but Cracker Barrel is delicious. But it's not a lot of places you can go get Brenner. Was my point.
I cook my own Brenner.
Period. Don't want to cook it sometimes.
Can't make eggs good. Can't make grits good. Sausages easy to make. I like my own homemade biscuits. I don't really make pancakes, but Brenner, that's all me. And you know what? Ain't nothing at Waffle House better than my breakfast.
My argument was for Cracker Barrel. Waffle House, the only time that I go to a Waffle House is the few times that I am out late, especially if I've been drinking.
And you know what?
Not here lately, I don't even do that at all. But when I was, like, club after the club, Waffle House is only good after the club or after you've been out somewhere late at night and you that's where you want to go. But like sitting here right now, if I wanted Brenner, Waffle House wouldn't even be on my mind. I live right next door to one. It's right there. I ain't never been in that shit.
That's what I'm saying. When I go to those places, my options are already limited.
Cracker Barrel is different.
Not different.
It's delicious.
Nope, the eggs ain't seasoned well enough. The grits don't taste right. I like the biscuits.
The but biscuits are good.
Only because they give you so many like options in terms of butters, jellies, mm-hmm. apple butters. They give you a lot of options because they biscuits are very dense.
They are.
I don't like dense biscuits in that sense. I like my solid biscuits.
As shit.
I like mine more fluffy. But because they give you all of this liquid with it, you good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't like Cracker Barrel.
Now I want some baked apples. Shit.
Bake some.
I've done that before. I've baked my own apples. I got an apple core.
But let me tell you, but they always expand their menu. They always, these places, and yeah. IHOP.
The name change is my issue, not the expansion of the menu.
We have a different argument if they name themselves IHOP, state the name IHOP, but only sold burgers.
But now are they gonna cut out the break? Cause they're known for breakfast. So like, are they finna be switch over and be known for like burgers and fries and shit?
I feel like what they need to do with their pancake recipe right now, I feel like they need to like specialize in a burger that's between pancakes that comes with syrup. You know what I'm saying? But it's like maybe not. It's like sausage. You know, like them sausage pancakes that you. So get like a big sausage burger.
Is it a McGriddle?
Yeah, like a McGriddle. Yeah. I would fuck with that. You know, after 11. But let me. But the thing is, if they gonna keep their hours, and they burgers actually are decent, like they, I like IHOP's. Let me tell you why I don't go to IHOP first. Okay. I don't like their service.
Okay.
Never have good service.
No, they don't.
I can't go into IHOP and there be good service.
True.
I don't know what it is. I just expect bad service. I expect inconsistent drinks because they got these little iced coffees. Inconsistent. Sometimes it's sweet. Sometimes it's not. You know, it just don't seem like their standards are solid.
Yeah.
Every time I go in there, it's a new staff. Maybe the people in the back are different, but I can't. Like, I've never been to an IHOP and been able to ask for the same person.
Server, yeah.
You know, I guess their turnover rate high, which keeps you from being able to build a culture in a restaurant, and which ends up keeping them having a lot of mistakes and stuff like that. But if I can avoid going to fast food places at night and their burgers are better because their burgers are better, I'll probably go to IHOP. And they got to be priced appropriately because I'd still rather buy, you know, a double quarter pounder with cheese and two double cheeseburgers if I could spend less than $10 versus going to IHOP and getting
a burger for
$10. Like, they gonna have to work on their prices.
I don't know.
It's possible that they have a good burger menu, you know, but I like when restaurants try to revamp their system. Sometimes it's in the bit to the benefit of the people.
But again, it's the name. That my only issue is the name, because most restaurants, like you just said, with McDonald's expanded their menu, included other things. Places do that. The name change though, like I just don't understand that part of it. Like, because you gotta first become known for fucking burgers before you.
That's the thing. I guess that's the thing. The name change isn't different enough to justify the change.
International House of Burgers. The fuck?
Maybe they ousted somebody. Maybe they ousted the creator of it, and they was like, well, if he go, his name go with him because he trademarked it, so we got to change the name. It could be some background shit that we don't know about, especially for it to be this different.
This is one of the... They got an ultimate steak burger.
Let me see that. Ultimate steak burger. I don't like how the meat look. Could be good. Oh, and I do not support putting tomatoes and lettuce on the bottom of your burger. I do not. Because.
Cowboy barbecue, mushroom and Swiss, big brunch, jalapeno kick, the classic with bacon, the classic. They have a whole little burger menu now that they give out.
Maybe I need to go to IHOP and see what them burgers talking about.
I guess. It's weird.
Okay. Police brutality. Yay. There's a video of like four or five different officers beating up on this man in a jail. I mean, they welled off on him. And unfortunately, that ain't new. But what is new is that who is heading up that whooping for a black man is another black man, is a black police officer. So, you know, CNN right correspondence is like, this can't have anything to do with race because it's a black man beating up a black man. God. And, oh man, that was a good opportunity for helping them understand what institutional racism looked like, but the correspondence didn't really respond how I hope he did. I hoped he would. Mark Lamont Hill, he be going hard on the issues as it pertains to, you know, race. He stopped being one of my favorite commentators kind of after the Bernie Sanders Hillary Clinton thing, because he was Team Bernie. But I just felt like Team Bernie was going to do something like get Trump voted. That was just my perspective. But what institutional racism does is it dictates how the people up under it operate, mm-hmm. right? So if it's a round table of old white men with old white ideals and old white racism that created a system that determines and dictates how you and your system are going to create or treat certain groups of people, everybody under that system is still going to be following that rule. What do you think is going? What do you expect for a black man not to hit another black man because he's black? No, he wasn't black in that moment. He was a police officer in that moment.
Yep.
He was a correctional officer in that moment. He was whatever he was in that moment. His race don't matter when he's a part of a system that oppresses and subjugates another group. He is not his race. He is a member of that organization. And it just, man, it was just a good opportunity for him to put that out there, but he didn't. So that's how a black police officer can support all of his white police officers that's shooting black people out here. And I don't want that to be misrepresented as thinking that all cops do that. But when it happens, not enough good cops speak out about it. No cops really speak out about it. Mainly because they precinct probably done told them, don't talk about this none to nobody ever. You know, but in the event that a black person is doing harm to another black person, but they're a part of a system, in that moment, their race is not what defines them. It's the system that oppresses that group of people. So that needs to be understood.
Let's see here. So Lil Wayne wins 8-figure settlement in Birdman lawsuit. The Carter Five. The Carter Five to be released by Universal. So all of you Wayne fans have been waiting on the Carter.
Nobody want that old ass shit now. What he gonna be talking about on that album? That's like 5 years ago.
It is. But well, I mean, he could scrap the songs he had and do new songs and still release it under the Carter Five.
I don't see why he didn't just get similar beats, rap similar rhymes, and call it something else. And release it anyway. Like, why?
He he couldn't release any albums without it being released under Cash Money. It wasn't because it was called the Carter. It was because it was his next album, and he couldn't release it under anybody but Cash Money.
He could have released a mixtape.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, he could have. I don't know. Lil Wayne been going around doing his same songs, but that's what Pusha T said in one of his songs, and he clarified it in his interview. He's like, "I'm trying to find my way out of this game." Lil Wayne is a rapper that his fame done engulfed his life. Now it seems like he gonna have to do this forever.
Yeah.
Perform shows. Like he gotta be that forever. Now that could just be a justification for Pusha T as to why his popularity hasn't soared as much as Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? To make himself feel better. You know, but I understand what he was saying from his perspective, kinda.
Well,
you know, listen to Lil Wayne like that?
Not really.
I don't listen to him no more.
No, I think the last Carter album that I listened to, was it Four? It might have been Four.
I used to love Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
He was the mixtapes. He used to release these mixtapes called the Squad Up mixtapes. And he used to just take beats from other people and just go off on them. And I used to like that. He had like a 7 or 8 Squad Ups. And then he had them Dedications. DJ Drama, Dedication Volume 1, 2, 3, and those were pretty cool too. It did the same thing as the Squad Ups. It just was done by DJ Drama.
It'll be interesting to see him put out an album when he hadn't had one. When did it, I don't even remember when the Carter 4 came out. It's been a while.
I have no idea.
But also in the realm of, so he was promised $8 million advance for recording the Carter 5 and an additional $2 million after the project was done, but didn't get a dime, and that's where he wanted his contract with Cash Money terminated because he didn't get the advance. And so they awarded him the $10 million that he was owed. And he, you know, he's released from his contract. But there's also a video out here of Birdman giving some friend of his $200,000. And I just, Birdman is so fucking suspect. He makes this man pinky.
What do you mean suspect?
Like, there's just,
I feel like he got all the evidence against him to be convicted. What are you talking about? Like, we still trying to figure out if he might have, you know, he might be participating in these, you know, shenanigans.
From the video of him, that old video of him talking about, let's get some niggas on. We fuck with niggas too. To this shit where he pinky promising with this nigga and then they clasp hands. Grown men, first of all, I'm a grown woman. And I don't even remember the last time I pinky swore with some. Like, I had to be a child. You definitely don't see grown men doing that. And then on top of the pinky swear or pinky, whatever the fuck, they also clasp hands ever so gently. Like, it's just, the fuck is this?
Let me, I'm not going to say that holding another man's hand
with your fingers interlocked. Listen. Okay.
I ain't going to say that holding another man's hand is a problem. You know, I ain't about that toxic masculinity. But there are definitely some places where it is more expected and acceptable than other places. You know, when you just wrapped up a meeting and somebody want to say a prayer and they say, let's join in hands. Boom. Okay. Is a man next to you, we holding hands.
Yeah.
Now, you know, dinner time, you know, Thanksgiving dinner, big dinners, say the big prayer. I want everybody to hold hands. Boom. We holding hands, you know, in church. You know what I'm saying? Like, we at the altar, prayer circle or something like that. Boom. Hold hands. But your fingers should not be in the spaces of his other fingers, okay? I just feel like that is man-on-woman contact or woman-on-woman contact. Or if you're in a gay relationship, like,
yes,
intimately, that it's is an intimate lock.
It's intimate contact.
I mean, even if it's a man and a woman that ain't, you know, in that kind of relationship, don't, like, that's not, that's still not acceptable.
No.
But, you know, for dudes,
if you interlock my fingers and we ain't, like, it's going to be weird. Like, the fuck? Why are you, get my hand.
It just make me, I don't even make me think of Owl City. He got a song, and in one of them songs, he say, the spaces between your fingers are where mine fit perfectly. You know what I'm saying? Like, dudes, your knuckles are too big to be doing all that. Stop. Birdman, quit. Stop. Don't interlock your fingers.
And why, after you just gave him some money, two bags of money, is that... What is... I don't... The whole thing is weird. The pinky thing is weird. And then right after the pinky, they interlock fingers. Why is... I was just very confused watching this video. Like, I'm watching it right now, and I just... And the funny thing with Birdman is he always try to still be hard while he doing this bullshit. Like, he's still like, yeah, I'm gonna give you this money, pinky promise, but let me let it interlock your fingers, and he's still trying to be like, no.
Did him and Toni Braxton got married?
No, I think they're engaged.
They engaged?
Yeah.
Not married yet.
Yeah.
Beard life.
And that's exact. I'm sorry, I might be wrong as fuck, but I just see her as his beard. Like, he just do too much shit. Like, the whole shit with Young Thug.
I feel like he probably got Toni Braxton to sign a non-disclosure agreement, and he bought her in a room and said, "I bang men's." Just wanted to let you know that. Now, I still want to be with you, but I bang men's.
Why you had to do the bird call, though?
That's, he do it all the time. I feel like it's a part of his life now. Or his mental illness. Maybe he can't help it. Maybe it's involuntary.
Like a Tourette symptom?
Yeah. And maybe he be like, "Lord, bless this food we're about to receive for the nursing of our body. For Christ's sakes, amen." Like, maybe he can't help it. Anybody ever considered that? I mean, bird call Tourette's?
That would be a very unique Tourette's. Like, usually it's like these violent twitches, or, you know, it's profanity. A bird call would be...
I mean,
that'd be the least weird.
This is what you get from men that interlock their hands with other men after they let them borrow money.
That just seems like some shit like you would do. Like, okay, if I had a boyfriend and he like gave me like, "Hey, I want you to go, you know, buy you a dress," or just gave me some money, that would be more appropriate for us to like interlock hands briefly. Pinky promising ain't, it's just not some shit I feel like any grown people anywhere should be doing. So that whole shit is weird. I don't
except,
know why they did that.
Except with your children. But yeah, that's because you reducing yourself to their level.
Yes. But you should not be pinky promising with other grown people. Like, the fuck is y'all? Like, that movie Tag, I don't want to see that movie. I don't understand it. A bunch of, and it's supposed to be based on a true story. So you telling me it's a bunch of grown ass people out here running around doing games of tag? The fuck is this? Don't touch. You hit me, I'm hitting you back, motherfucker. Fuck Tag. Don't touch me. The fuck is you doing? That whole concept of that movie is stupid to me. The fuck? Y'all too grown. They was at somebody's funeral and these niggas still tagging. The fuck? It's just some shit should be left to childhood. Pinky promises. It's one of those things. And I don't know why Birdman is still out here. And that's like, just you take your pinky and put it into the pinky of another man and like, I just don't understand the whole thing.
It's not, you know, understanding this from Birdman, it's no point. Why try? You know, Birdman has continued over his career to act as if he is not participating in the shenanigans that we all know he is, similar to R. Kelly.
Is we finished?
Except
or is
his,
we done?
Except his illegal. No, if you don't love men's and you was a man, ain't nothing wrong with that. It's okay. I support love. Go find your love, but don't be in denial.
His is not illegal by age, but I do feel like he coerced people. Like, I feel like a lot of people be like wanting to come in to get like record deals, and I feel like he might utilize that promise of a record deal. I don't know. I just he just seemed like the kind of nigga that be like, or you want me to release this song?
He might
know what you got to do.
It might be. What label? Everybody left.
Yeah. Because, so I don't understand what this means, because Wayne had Young Money was under him, but Young Money was under Cash Money, and Drake and Nicki were tied to Young Money. I don't know. I don't understand that whole Young Money, Cash Money bullshit. I don't know. And I don't know if they're out of their country. Like, this just Wayne free. I don't know what that means for Drake and Nicki.
It's probably all contractual.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably no way to know exactly. You have to know what. I know Nicki Minaj got like one of them 360 deals where she can't. I mean, at least she used to. I don't know if it's changed since all that came out, since Remy Ma put that up on blast. But, you know, all them probably got different contracts on the different things. It's probably certain things on the Cash Money that they are obligated to do, and it's probably certain things up on the Young Money that they're obligated to do. And the Young Money money probably Lil Wayne's with the Cash Money stuff. And I'm sure Cash Money get some money from Young Money. But, I mean, I'm sure that by contracts, there are degrees of separations to that.
I remember a story a while back where, like, Drake's last album. What was it? The one where he just wrote?
Take Care.
Was it Take Care? It wasn't Take Care. It was...
I don't know.
Where he, like, wrote... The album cover was him writing some shit, like... what was it? I can't remember.
Where he was at the table?
No, that's Take Care. The one where it's some scribbly writing of his.
I have no idea.
Anyhow... He had like so many albums he had left under his contract, and like the theory was that he released that shit because it was like over it just one night he just released some shit out of the blue. Now I gotta find what the name of the damn album is. This is gonna bother me, but I think that he is either nearing the end of his obligation or he's done with his obligation, because he got if you're reading this, it's too late.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause he got, what is it? OVO? He got OVO.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that,
I don't even know who he do he got under anybody under him that we know?
I don't know. I don't know. But if he ain't finished with his obligation for his Young Money contract, he nearing it. Cause if you're reading this too, it's too late with like something that he put out to add to the number of albums he still owed to be out of his contract. So
yeah,
I just imagine he gonna start releasing his shit over off of OVO whenever he finished with Young Money. But mm-hmm. Congrats to Lil Wayne and the Lil Wayne fans who've been waiting on the Codify. Y'all will get it soon here, I guess. I would imagine he gonna have to re-record them songs. Like, I don't know that. I just feel rappers do a lot of dated shit in their rhymes, and I feel like he's gonna have to re-record those mm-hmm. songs with new lyrics. So I don't know when to call the five. Or knowing Lil Wayne, he ain't gonna give a fuck if they're gonna put it out what they already recorded and be like, they don't like it.
No telling.
He might not even care about it, so I guess we'll see.
The last thing I got is Diddy bails on NFL goals because he doesn't want to oppress black men. You know, he was trying to get the Panthers and get some other people to get Panthers to make it seem like, you know, we got a seat at the table. But this is the same situation as the black police officer in that beating.
Yeah.
Police brutality situation I was just talking about. Diddy would be one black face if he did get that team amongst a whole bunch of old white faces. Yep. Who... the rules are still influenced by their ideals and their goals. Diddy wouldn't be able to do anything to stand up against Roger Goodell saying that, you know, the players got to stand or be fined. He would just be a part of the system.
He could do who was the other owner coach that said he would pay the fines for anybody that...
Yeah, I think last time I said it was the Philadelphia Eagles, but I don't think it was the Eagles
coach. He could do that at the most, pay the fines for them, but that would be it. And then he...
That's just the coach.
Yeah.
You know, he would be the owner. Like, he would vicariously have to be in cahoots with the other owners.
Yeah.
He would have to be viewed as somebody who is participating in that system.
Yeah, that's true.
While he might dissent from that, he would still be looked at as somebody who agreed. Because at the end of the day, the rule would still be set.
Yeah.
That is also what institutional racism look like. You got a white man at the top of a system that is over a whole group of white men who, you know, monitor the teams of mostly white coaches, you know, and their ideals are going to represent what they believe. And I just hate that they let Donald Trump go. You know, he pigeonholed them into making this decision so that they don't look bad to the people. And then when they did that, he still wouldn't comply by letting them Eagles come to. Yep. Like, the Eagles was not one of the teams that had a lot of people kneeling, if anybody.
But you know? It's because they, too many of them were boycotting coming to see him, so he couldn't have it.
You know, and that shows how delusional he is, because he painted that American Day as a day where we were going to listen to the national anthem.
And that nigga didn't even know it.
He didn't know the national anthem. Yo,
you
didn't know.
You talking all of this bullshit, and you don't even fucking know this shit yourself, my nigga. Like, really?
Stupid. It's ridiculous. But that's all I got.
I just want to say that Atlanta was renewed for a third season, so we'll be.
What did he say? He said something about it. It was going to be like something.
I don't know.
Childish Gambino said the third season of Atlanta was going to be like, it's like another show or series or something. I hate I brought it up now because I can't remember.
I'm excited that it's coming back.
Of course.
Second season was kind of crazy with, you know, what's the little crazy white face man? What was his name?
Teddy
Ruxpin? Ruxpin?
Hell no. That's a fucking bear from my childhood. That wasn't Teddy Ruxpin.
Teddy something. Whatever the fuck his name was. Like,
this one Teddy weird. Ruxpin. It wasn't Teddy Pendergrass.
I didn't say Pendergrass.
I know you didn't say Pendergrass.
Oh, Teddy. I can't think of it, but it was a good season. It was an interesting season.
I can't remember.
So I don't know what he's going to do with season 3, but I just hope it's not like... So season 3 of Boondocks is like when it started going, like season 4 was complete ass, but season 3 was just not as good as the first two
seasons. Teddy Perkins.
Season 3 of Boondocks. So I just hope it's not like season 3 of Boondocks, because I was very unimpressed.
Well, that's because they took Aaron Magruder out.
No, they took him out on season 4, and that's why season 4 was really ass.
I feel like there was controversy before season 3 about potentially taking him out until they actually took him out. So, I mean, I think that's where season 3 went down. But you're talking about Childish Gambino, who is the creator and the director of the show and the executive producer. So,
what part did Aaron Magruder have with Boondocks?
Say what?
He didn't have a similar role with Boondocks, Aaron Magruder?
No, he was the creator and a writer.
Okay.
But as far as creative control, as far as money going in, like, executive producer is where the money come from.
Okay.
Childish Gambino is the executive producer of this show, the director of this show, the creator of this show, the writer of this show. Okay. Like, and since the Boondocks fiasco, I just really don't think a lot of creatives in Hollywood are signing off their material to belong to those
organizations. So it don't happen organizations. That shit was ad. That whole fourth season was garbage. Ugh. When he lost creative control over it.
So. And we all need to prepare, because Childish Gambino, he's going to end this show at some point. At a point that we like it. That's what he do. He get out of shit before it get too late. I feel like he saw that coming in Community. He probably see that coming in his music career. You know, hence that being the last album released under the name Childish Gambino. I don't think that means he's going to stop doing music. I think he's going to probably change his name or use Donald Glover to release music. That's what I think.
When I ask Google Home to play that song for me, I'll say, play This Is America by Childish Gambino. And then she'll come back and say, okay, This Is America by Donald Glover.
Wow.
And it plays with Spotify. I don't know why she does that, but she every time she said, okay, This Is America by Donald Glover. All right, Google. As long as you play the right song. So that's all I have. I wanted to mention that about Atlanta.
You got anything else on your mind?
Or do not.
Alrighty then. Well, until we come to the next conversation.
We out.
Holla.